This is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. I'm Jessica Jones. Just hours ago, Congressman G.K. Butterfield was named the new chair of the Congressional Black Caucus, also known as the CBC. Butterfield represents much of eastern North Carolina in Washington and has been a member of Congress for 10 years now. His selection comes at a very interesting moment for race relations in the country, and he joins us now to talk about some of that. Congressman Butterfield, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you, Jessica. Thank you for allowing me to come on.
What issue do you foresee being the greatest priority for the CBC moving into this new Congress?
Well, the fact of the matter is that our new economy and our improved economy is not working for all Americans. And so it's been the tradition of and the mission of the Congressional Black Caucus since its founding in 1971 to fight for those who have been left out and left behind. And so that's going to be our challenge. We have no permanent friends. We have no permanent enemies here in Congress. We all have permanent interests. And the interest of the Congressional Black Caucus is to work hard and to try to lift up the issues that are important to those families who have been left behind.
Well, it's interesting that you talk about the role of the caucus because, as you just mentioned, the caucus was founded more than 40 years ago at a time of real civil struggle for many African Americans. And what other issues do you see as the role of the caucus today? You talked a little bit about the economy, but what other things can the CBC do now for families across the country?
Well, we've got to continue to advocate for jobs. The unemployment rate is still unacceptably high, and we've got to fight the Republicans and Democrats, if necessary, to try to get some common sense legislation that's going to create jobs and put food on the table. We've got to help families and create wealth so that black families and minority families can be on par with other families. But right now, the disparity between black and white in this country continues to be what it was 30 years ago, and that is unacceptable, and it's our challenge as legislators to do something about it, at least to fight for change.
In recent years, there have been some questions that have popped up about the necessity of a Congressional Black Caucus, and how would you justify the work of the caucus to critics?
The Congressional Black Caucus is just as relevant today as it was 45 years ago. There are many, many issues that are unique to the African-American community. And we are the ones who are best equipped to articulate the needs of African-American citizens. That's not to say that white legislators can't do it, because many of them do. We have colleagues of all persuasions, you know, who fight for African-Americans. But we have a particular charge to lift up issues that are most important. Education, to make sure that historically black colleges and universities get adequately funding, to make sure that black offenders in the criminal justice system get treated fairly. So all of these things combined together would begin to improve the economic condition of African-American families, and we're going to fight to do it.
To change the subject a little bit, to talk about some of the issues of civil unrest that the nation is grappling with in places like Ferguson, situations that signal very large questions about race relations in this country, what do you view as your role in moving some of those conversations forward?
Well, I can tell you the Congressional Black Caucus is laser-focused on what's happening in Ferguson. We are vitally concerned about it. It looks like the grand jury is going to be reporting their work out next week. And I was a judge, as you probably know, for 15 years in North Carolina, and I presided over many grand juries. So I would certainly hope that the grand jury in Ferguson, Missouri, will find that there is sufficient evidence to conclude that a crime probably was committed, to lay out that crime, and to let a jury of 12 in Missouri decide the guilt or innocence of the police officer. But if they turn their back on justice, I'm fearful that there will be pushback from those who are concerned about it, and I'm one of those who's concerned about it. There will be pushback. We will be asking questions, but I would hope that any demonstrations that would take place in Ferguson, Missouri would be peaceful and nonviolent, and I would hope that law enforcement would not inflame citizens who might want to express their First Amendment rights.
Congressman G.K. Butterfield of Wilson, North Carolina, he was just named the new chair of the Congressional Black Caucus. Congressman, thanks so much for your time.
And thank you.